What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 40, G-Hats Behind the Scenes with Catherine Lawrence for January 23rd, 2013. All right, so I already said Catherine Lawrence is our guest today. I am, of course, your host, Jeremy Jackson, and we got always a class full of people doing lots of cool stuff. So Susie is right there next to me, and she's kind of behind the scenes there. My co-host is?
Claudia.
On the Today's Meet is?
Lorena.
Our special guest there is Catherine. We'll talk to her in a second. On mic one is?
Leslie.
Two?
Priscilla.
Sharing the mic?
Karen.
Twitter?
Monica.
Pictures and pictures is Daisy and Crystal. And then Caitlin's supposed to be moderating the chat room and listening to give us a kind of an idea of if we are working, if our sound is working well. So we're trying some different things, hopefully improving our quality through quality control in-house measures. So if, of course, you would like to join the conversation, you can go to todaysme.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, which has a link onto, or there's a link to it on our website, as well as the Ustream social. All right, so real quick, let me introduce Catherine, and then Catherine, anytime you have a comment during any of this, you can jump in. She is an athletic trainer, sports medicine teacher, and she is now the GHATS recording secretary. So again, GHATS is the Greater Houston Athletic Trainer Society. She works in Pasadena ISD. She's been in the profession for about 6 years, and right now you're training for a marathon, correct?
Training for a half marathon.
For a half marathon. When you plan on, have you signed up for one?
Yeah, it's this Sunday in San Antonio.
This Sunday in San Antonio. Very cool. Well, good luck and have fun. 13.1 miles. Not a lot of fun for me, but. Okay, so before we get started with all the GHAT stuff, next Wednesday I will start teaching and leading Financial Peace University. It's a course from Dave Ramsey, so if you're in the Pasadena area or in the Houston area or anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world, there's probably a class somewhere that you could take because I know it's taught in all sorts of different countries, all sorts of different cities. So check it out. It's a great course. I've talked about it before, but again, my wife is able to stay home with our two children because we are debt-free except for our house, so we don't have to make payments, and we don't both have to work because of the things we learned by taking the class Financial Peace University. So, and then real quick, I don't know if it's breaking news or not, but the InfraScanner 2000, it's pretty cool. It looks like a scanner that they would have at like Sam's or the grocery store or something, one of those little gun-type things, and they put it on your head, and it scans to see if there's bleeding inside the brain. So if there's a brain injury or traumatic brain injury, then they can scan to see if it's bleeding there so they know kind of better what to do with you there. But I emailed the guy yesterday to see kind of what it cost. All right, take a guess. There's this thing that kind of like doesn't x-ray your brain, but it's not really an x-ray. Take a guess, Claudia.
$10,000.
All right, Kat, what do you think?
$20,000.
All right, Karen, what do you think?
15,000.
All right, so all of those were pretty good guesses. However, the guy emailed me back and he said, our price right now is $30,000. However, we have a discount for high schools, $25,000.
Huh.
So if you're really loaded and you want to donate $25,000 to your local high school program, you might look at getting them an InfraScanner so they can check for concussions right there on the sidelines. But I don't think that's going to be coming to a school near us anytime soon because $25,000 on one piece of equipment is crazy. But do a Google search for InfraScanner 2000. It'll come right up, and then you can find out more about it. So all right, last week we talked to Dr. Penny Wilson, a registered dietitian for the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute. So we talked about breakfast. So I think most of the weeks now is how we're going to start off. So it's kind of like a little accountability. We're going to do a check-in to see what you ate for breakfast. Susie, you ready to start us off? Tell us what you ate for breakfast.
Nothing.
Nothing. Awesome. Are you chewing gum right now?
That's bad.
So that's all you had was gum for breakfast. Don't swallow it. It's not good for you. Claudia?
I got to school late, so I didn't eat anything.
No breakfast again. Awesome.
I had apple juice and Skittles.
All right. Well, it's better than the last two of nothing, but still. All right, Kat, what'd you get for breakfast?
A protein smoothie with fruit.
Fantastic.
I drank an orange juice and I ate a biscuit.
Orange juice and a biscuit?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Is it, was it the sausage biscuit thing again?
No, it was, I think it's like a, it's kind of like that, but it had the chicken instead of the sausage.
All right, so good.
It was good.
Priscilla?
Nothing.
Nothing again.
I eat the same as Leslie, the biscuit.
The school breakfast?
Yeah.
Good. Monica?
Mango juice and the Fritos thing. The chili cheese one, yeah.
All right, so the juice is good. Fritos, not so much. All right, so Daisy, do you have anything for breakfast?
The school breakfast.
The school breakfast, Crystal? Mm-hmm. School breakfast?
And a banana.
And a banana. That's now, see, I think Crystal wins the prize today. A high five. Daisy's going to give the prize winner a high five. All right, Suzette will too. All right, so we're slightly improved on breakfast from last week, so we're going to check again next week to see if you guys are improving on your breakfast. All right, so now we're going to get to Kat. Kat, tell us about some, I'm sorry. This is, I kind of take over here.
Can you give us some background, and like where you went to college and stuff?
Well, I'm from the Houston area. I grew up in Kingwood, Texas. That is northeast of Houston. Graduated from Kingwood High School in 2002. I was a student athletic trainer at Kingwood High School for the three years. And then I went to UT Arlington, where I got my degree in athletic training. And then I worked 2 years in Burleson, Texas. That is south of Fort Worth. And then I worked 4 years at Kingwood Park High School in Humble ISD. I actually worked for my high school athletic trainer for 3 years while I was in Kingwood Park.
So you went to, you grew up in Kingwood, made a little road trip of different places, and then came back to Kingwood, and now...
And then came to Pasadena.
And again, I will sing the praises of Pasadena ISD anytime. This is a fantastic district to work for athletic trainers, the way they take care of us. So if you're looking for a job, this is probably one, if there's an opening, you want to try and apply for quick. Because again, it is, in my opinion, a great place to work. So, all right.
Can you tell us about your experience with GHATS?
It was a memorable experience. I learned a lot. You know, it was around in August where people were talking about needing a host for GHATS. And I knew of it because I, when I was a student athletic trainer, I went to it with my high school and loved it, had so many great memories of it, and wanted to be involved with the organization that's in the Houston area. And I mean, it was a stressful 5 months of planning it and figuring out everything, but I've learned and I've met so many people through hosting it.
All right, so did you go to it all 4 years when you were in high school?
Yes, I did. One of my favorite memories was when, and that's one reason why I had the topic for the advance in the college, was a knee cadaver that I went to. I went and saw it for the first time, and back then it was easier to get a cadaver in a high school. That it was at the Woodlands High School, and I came and found my high school athletic trainer, and I said, I saw a cadaver, I saw a cadaver. And he started laughing at me, and he's like, well, you said it wrong. And I was so proud that I learned something, and then when he saw, and when he was, you know, and I totally said it wrong. But that was one of my favorite memories of going to GHATS, and that's why I put the knee cadaver in for all the rest of the kids to see and experience.
All right, very cool. Now, if you would look back here, I don't know if, can you see this? Have you switched to me, Susie? Can you see these? The shirts back here behind me?
No.
All right, so Crystal's going to be moving the camera. So we kind of decorated some, and especially this one shirt right here. It's a GHATS. It's red, and it says 12th Annual Student Athletic Trainer Workshop 1999. So I brought that up to decorate because, you know, we're talking about GHATS and the fact that I went all 4 years I was in high school, and that was the year I graduated. It was 1999, and I still have that shirt from 12, 13, 14 years ago. What is that? 13? 14 years ago, I guess now. So I just wanted to point that out. You know, very cool. It's been around for quite a while, and us, you know, part of the younger group that went through there. So, all right.
They've had the same shirts.
Yeah, I know. That's what I love. And they kind of mentioned, like, possibly changing the shirt? And I was like, no, you can't change the shirt. That's classic. That's classic. I have quite a few shirts that look like this, just different colors. So, but you know, the good thing is I'm kind of not on the board, but I'm a committee member, so my vote kind of counts some. So maybe I can get a push for keeping the shirts the same. So, and while we're on G hats, again, the Greater Houston Athletic Trainer Society is the one sponsoring the CEU events for listening and participating in the podcast. So if you're not a member, you can go to ghats.org. So ghats.org and click on the membership link, become a member, and then listen to the podcast, fill out the course evaluation on the member area, members only area. And then there you go. So make sure you check out all the frequently asked questions and policies and procedures and stuff for that before you get too far into it. But without further ado.
Wait.
All right, so I think Kaylin's listening to the live stream and they have commercials that kind of jump in. Is that what that was?
Yeah, but it's just like, you can't hear it.
You can't hear us?
Yeah, it's like stuttering.
It's stuttering?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I was worried about because it was doing that last time. It did it for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So she was going to comment on
Yeah, so it has commercials on the Ustream. So I think we're going to try and switch to something different. But we can try and shut down the Ustream and open it back up. So how many people do we have viewing right now? Two. So one is Kaylin and the other is probably my beautiful bride. So why don't you go ahead and stop the broadcast?
Oops.
Did you do?
I exited out.
That's all right. And then click go live. See, it's a blue button up top. And then once it loads, then you can click start broadcast. Things usually go smoother than this. Well, yeah. I think it's probably because we don't usually know what it sounds like. So I'm trying to improve because last time, like I said, the first 15 minutes were kind of choppy. But okay. All right, so you can give it a shot. And then... All right, so if you are listening and you were cut off and then just joined back in, we're going to go ahead and start with Claudia. We're talking to Kat Lawrence from J. Frank Dobie High School about the GHETS workshop.
What did you think about the workshop this year?
I think it went really well. There was some new technology stuff that was brought into there and just a new fresh thing. And I think, you know, there's always going to be hiccups. There's always going to be things that you can always improve. But I think all in all, it was a very successful workshop.
All right. So we have more questions about the workshop a little further on. So
hosting the workshop requires a lot of work. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it does. It's a challenging task, but with a big challenge, there comes a great opportunity to learn a lot and grow a lot. If it wasn't for my coworker Jesse Lopez, for the GHATS board, for the Pasadena ISD Sports Medicine athletic trainers, that it would have been more of a big task. But with being able to call people to ask for help, you know, was a tremendous help. If I ever had a problem, there was 20 people I could call and one of them had a solution for me.
A lot of work.
Yes.
I was trying to check. I got a message. And so I try to kind of keep tabs on the social stream there, but I got distracted. Had a good comment. Oh, I was going to say, if you see my students here, like Priscilla has her phone or Leslie has her phone, Leslie is wearing glasses, but she still can't see the 24-inch monitor that's about 5 feet in front of her. And so she's actually looking at the show notes from her phone because it's using Google Docs and we're sharing it that way. So, you know, and then if you can see, I don't think you can see Monica in the thing, but she's doing Twitter from there. If they're using their phone, then they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So don't think that, you know, I got kids goofing off in class, at least not on camera. I've trained them at least that well. So, all right. What was, oh, sorry. And we're going to go ahead and go back to... do you know the total number of students that we had at the workshop this year?
There was 992 students.
So roughly 1,000. I think we actually had 1,300 students register. I think that's how many students we had pre-registered. And so, you know, you're planning for 1,300 and you get 1,000 kids on a Saturday morning, where our kids had to be at Dobie at 6:30 in the morning, and, you know, getting high school kids up on a Saturday morning for roughly no pay or no anything like that, just because they want to learn and, you know, hang out. It's a pretty good deal. So roughly a
And on that kids. Note, the Pasadena Sports Medicine student athletic trainers were amazing, and the athletes that were there to help, that they were willing to do anything needed that anybody asked them to do, and they were, a lot of people commented on how great, you know, the students were from Pasadena ISD.
All right, so there was a couple, Crystal, Suzette, and Karen, I think were the three in here that were actually there, so I don't know that I've told you guys, but there's a lot of people that were saying on the evaluation form how helpful y'all were, so good job, thank you. And then I showed y'all the slideshow, there's a picture of y'all working with the posters, of you two working with the posters. So I'll have to show it. It's on the G-Hats website. So you were caught in action. You weren't posing, so we're good. All right. Now let's get back to...
What was the hardest thing about hosting the student athletic trainer workshop?
The hardest thing was this is my first year at Pasadena ISD, and it's a hard thing coming into a new district, a new school, and hosting something that you haven't gone to since you were in high school. That was it was a little hard of not knowing people that are around the area, and that was one of the hardest things, was not having the time and just everything being so new.
What was the easiest thing?
The easiest thing was coming up with the topics. That was that's stuff that's fun, was and asking for people to come volunteer and needing anything, if I needed anything. That was one of the easiest things, was figuring out the different, the options are endless on what kind of topics you can actually put into the workshop. It's just trying to figure out what would the kids want to learn. And that's when I asked the Dobie sports medicine students of what do they want to learn, what's something that they want to see in the workshop.
All right, so I was distracted. I try to set it up so that I don't have to do anything but have a conversation, but for some reason Ustream, it'll be fine for a few minutes and then it'll start being real choppy. It did that last week. And so it's like that again this week. And I've even minimized the stuff that's happening on the computer, so we're just going to have to maybe we'll have to spend Thursday or Friday doing sample podcasts to figure out what's going on. But that's all right. All right, so can you please repeat that for me, the hardest thing?
The hardest thing was being in a new school, a new district, not really knowing the area of Pasadena well, and trying to learn how things work at Dobie, how things work at Pasadena, and then really starting a process of planning the workshop in August, because normally you have like January, you have a whole year to actually plan this workshop. So not having, and being brand new into, yeah, I haven't gone to GHAT since I was in high school, so trying to plan something that you haven't seen for 10 plus years, that was difficult. But that goes into the easiest part, was having people from the GHATS board, athletic trainers from around the area that are willing to do anything if you just ask them, and coming up with the breakup, all the topics for the kids.
All right. It's kind of like you're the new kid on the block trying to run things, huh?
Yes.
So you got to ask, because, I mean, even at Dobie, there was a lot of volunteers. I mean, you had the principal there, you had custodians there, you had the technology people there, you had the copy room doing crazy stuff for you. So, I mean, it's like, if, you know, here I have a pretty good relationship with a lot of those people. And so here it is, you're coming in, you don't really have a relationship with all these people, and you're trying to...
Yes.
trying to get all these favors or people to do all these things for you. So I can imagine that would be tough.
That's when I sent Jesse off to go be the face and go, because he had relationship with. And, you know, it got me where I got to know people that usually it takes a couple years to get to know these people. I had to go into their office and become friends with them right then and there to get some favors done.
Very good. All right.
If you were a host again, what would you do differently?
There's lots that I would do differently. First off, I would want more time. Planning something in starting in August during football season is not one of the best times to start planning it. I would, you know, look at the workshop handbook, really start taking bits at a time, making sure that you delegate more and involve more people, and really use your resources better.
All right, so we talked earlier there was about 900 students, and I know that there's like 175, 190 professional members of GHAT. Do you know if there was ever a count of the total number of adults that were there?
I would say that's roughly around like 150 that were actually there. When we had the business meeting, there was about 150. We had about, you know, when you looked at the lunch, what was left over for lunch.
All right, so we had about 150 professional athletic trainers from all different places of the greater Houston area, and then about 900 or almost basically 1,000 students there at on a Saturday morning in GHAT, and you had to plan it from August and have everything ready to go on January 12th. So did y'all decide at the beginning of August, or was it like late in August?
It was at the beginning of August. Todd Matz, who is the North rep and a taping committee chair, we were working the Junior Olympics at Turner Stadium, and they just found out that they lost one of the host sites, and I said, let me make some calls, and let's see if I can get coworker on board, get our principal on board, and we'll see about trying to get this thing in the South. You know, and on the thing about having the amount of kids there, you had kids that drove from Elgin, close to Austin, to come down here. You had Port Lavaca people, kids that had to wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to get here to make the drive all the way down that wanted to be a part of this workshop.
Would you guys have gotten up? Or left the school at 5 to get there, Susie. Mm-hmm. Would you have gotten up? Would you have left the school at 5 to get there? Dedication. Yeah, I know that. Like last year, it was about an hour north of here, so we had to get up pretty early. Of course, this year I had to get up early because I had to pick the donuts up, which I had like 15 dozen donuts and like 10 dozen kolaches or something like that in my truck that morning. And I promise not all of them made it to the workshop. Some of them got eaten on the way. But I had to get up early and pick up the donuts at 5:30. So.
And I appreciate that.
It's quite convenient that it was like 1. Nothing miles from my house. So very good, very good. All right. So some of the new things that we did at GHATS. Who's got that one? Where I think we're on the next, right?
And I'm next.
Yeah.
What did you think of the quiz bowl?
I think it went really well. You know, I've seen workshops in the past where kids have done a Olympic student trainer Olympics where they, you know, and I put that in there to test the kids' knowledge that you guys have been working really hard on being in the sports med class, and more high schools are coming up with the sports medicine class, that I wanted to test the kids' knowledge and really see what's going on in their head and what they're learning around in their different schools. And, you know, I think the kids really enjoyed it. You watched them at the finals that, you know, even though, you know, I was excited because, you know, we had a Pasadena ISD school, my school, in the finals, and no, we did not write the questions to know the answers. you know, I think the kids really enjoyed it. What'd you guys think of it?
I wish I could have gone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, could be a student athletic trainer.
No. Next year.
Next year you could.
Yeah,
you
gotta fill I'll it. Be I want to be one next year.
My students didn't participate in the quiz bowl. Did y'all see any part of it? Did y'all see any of the quiz bowl? Because my students actually skipped out on the final, the closing things, and we cleaned up all the tables in the cafeteria. I mean, in the library, we cleaned up all the tables in the cafeteria and all the chairs, and we did a lot of cleaning there so that they could leave earlier. They just were that dedicated. They wanted to help out. So they didn't get to see the quiz bowl, and I didn't get to see any of it. So that's why I was kind of wanted to see your opinion. I know quite a few people said they liked it and they'd like to see more teams, or some people said the questions were easy. Some people said the questions were hard. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just, starting out with it being the first one, you know, wanted to start out with the base and we could move on, you know. I think competition, these kids love competition, and, you know, it's an exciting thing to see and watching them and seeing what's, you know, I gave the task to the students at Dobie of saying, you know, Jesse and I both gave them the task of the quiz bowl and said, if you want to be a part of it, you know, you got to, and they studied on their own, and we really didn't, you know, remind them on it, and they took it on their self of wanting to learn more about the material and to, you know, represent not only Dobie High School, but Pasadena ISD.
All right, so there's our commercial interruption again. I think you can hear. So it's kind of she kind of gets caught off guard, but she's trying. She's trying over there. So if you hear that, don't worry. All right, so any more on the quiz bowl? I know they used a game show buzzer. Did that seem to go over pretty well?
Yeah, you know, we with the good relationship with HOSA at Dobie, that we used the buzzers, and I think, you know, that was a great, you know, using those buzzers really, you know, made it fair, and the kids liked pushing the buttons and really seeing, trying to push the button the quickest and everything else.
Yeah, I've used that similar system in my classroom for a couple years, or back when I was teaching biology, I would use that. And it's a lot easier than having kids stand up or raise their hand, because then you don't really know who. And then that one even had a timer, like you only got 10 seconds to answer. So once your time is up, then you know, it moves to the next team or whatever. So,
and you know, and the moderator that we had, Dr. Roth, who's the gross anatomy professor for Texas Chiropractic College, you know, he did great on being the moderator and doing all the questions, and really enjoyed being a part of it. The students that we went to go visit the Texas Chiropractic College last year and to see all the cadavers.
Yeah, I think I have to check with the principal and stuff, but I think that's where we're going to try and go this year is the Texas Chiropractic College, because they get to see the cadavers, they get to see mm-hmm. all the different stuff that they do, and it's just right here. It's like 10 minutes from us, so it'd be a good day field trip. So I think we're going to try.
Yeah, they actually he you know, he got up in front of everybody and said, anybody that wants to come see his lab, you know, more than willing just to call him up and say, you know, schedule out a time for the students to go. Any students in the Houston area that want to come down to Pasadena to come see the cadaver lab. He said, come on.
Yeah, we talked to Dr. Barry Wise last year. It's a completely different set of kids, and he said the same thing. Just anytime you want, just give us a call. We'll make it happen. So I think we're going to have to try and do that, at least that this year. So if you're in the Pasadena Houston area and you want to go to a cadaver lab, have your kids see some pretty cool stuff, go to Texas Chiropractic College or give them a call. So
what are your plans for your students for this
remainder
for the remainder
oh for the remainder of this year?
Well, you know, we we're moving on to the upper extremity on rehabs with and injuries with sports med 2 class and sports med 1, doing the same thing but just anatomy, and we're in the process of figuring out a field trip to take them to and closer to the end of the year, and that's about it.
So you're going to do upper extremities for the rest of the semester?
Well, we're moving on to the spine and going from the spine up, hitting the brain last.
Gotcha. Yeah, right now we're working on foot and ankle, so we're making some kind of cool posters where they just kind of like an intro, gives them the anatomy, gives them the special tests, and some of the conditions or problems that can occur with the foot and ankle. So we're working on those. We'll get them laminated, and we're going to kind of work our way up. So this is my sports medicine one class here. So just getting an intro. Anybody else have any questions, comments? Everybody's kind of quiet. Nothing over there, Lorena?
Nope.
Susie, anything on the today's meet? I mean, the your social stream worth throwing out there?
It's just it's breaking up.
Is it breaking up? It. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to have to try using YouTube next time. Maybe we'll try that on Friday or something, like I said. So if you are listening live, I sincerely apologize. I don't know why it does that. And I have no way to fix it. I've checked the speed. Speed in the internet is strong. I think it's just something dealing with YouTube or, I mean, Ustream or something. So, all right. We'll continue.
What suggestions might you have for someone who might be planning to start something like this from scratch?
I would say, you know, first off, hopefully you get more than just 6 months to plan it. But, you know, it's taking a little bit at a time is planning, having a goal for each month, is use your resources at school and around the area and make sure you delegate and stay organized and with every turn, be sure you're thanking and thanking people that are around you and telling them how much you appreciate any help that you can get. And delegate.
All right, so I wasn't around whenever they did the first GHATS workshop because I went to the 12th when I was a senior, so I guess I would have been like 5 when they had the first one or something. So I don't know what it was like from scratch, and I'm sure it's evolved quite a bit. I think it was actually just like one district when it started. I think it was just one district where they held the workshop, and then they expanded it to a couple more and then a couple more. And now it's the whole greater Houston area and beyond, because we talked about Elgin, I don't know which one you say is correct, but Port Lavaca, so way down there. So, I mean, there's a lot of people involved now, but we have a workshop liaison. So he's the one that he's been going to the workshops for a while. He's got lots of opinions and thoughts on that. So Mike Vara, he did a great job this year, huh? How often did he come over to y'all's?
He was my hero during the whole time of any time. He was my go-to person when I had a issue that helped me say, no, that's not going to work. Yeah, that's going to work. Always encouraged me, always gave me some insights. And he was the workshop book that if you needed anything of knowing, hey, that's been done 5 years ago, this doesn't work. He was always open for suggestions, always let us do our thing, but let us gave us insight of what we need to make sure. And he always said once you open the doors, you know, the workshop runs itself, and it's just getting to opening the doors. But yeah, he came over to the he came about I would say twice a month since October.
All right, so Mike Vara is we're hiring him out as a workshop consultant if you're starting this somewhere in your area, especially like, you know, exotic areas where you'll just pay for his transportation to Hawaii or something. So I'm sure Mike is not listening right now, but I'll send it to him and tell him that he is now for hire as a workshop expert. So
yes, he is the man. He is the man.
You also hosted the state licensure exam recently. Talk about that briefly.
You know, this. I've been a part of being. I hosted the state test, state licensure test, when I was at Kingwood Park, and then I helped the year before. You know, it's great being a part of your profession, and seeing what's going on with the state licensure test, what kids are learning, what students in college are learning. You know, it's you know, watching those, remembering when I took my licensure test and seeing how the students are doing around the area. You have kids that are coming from Huntsville to come take the test, or you got kids from Fort Worth that are coming to test. But it's always great to give back to the profession that, you know, that you do your job for, you know. It's a cool thing. It's a cool thing being a part of it.
All right. You had any, I think that's all the questions we have for now. Do you have anything else about the workshop, about what you're doing in Adobe, about how cool I am?
Hey, I have to say that Jeremy Jackson is the technology guru of not only Pasadena ISD, but of G-Hats. You know, a lot of cool things that technology-wise were because of you, Jeremy. And you got an award, too.
Yes, I did. And I was going to hang it up here, but my wife hung it on the wall at home, so it's very cool.
Moving G-Hats to the technology age and is a big thing that helped out this workshop.
All right, so here's kind of what I've been working on. I've got a lot of work to do to make it work and to see if it'll work. But you know how we all teach sports medicine? Well, there's a lot of places to get curriculum or get resources for teaching other classes. So what I'm working on doing is creating a spot on the G-Heads website where people can upload their own sports medicine resources. So like the posters that we're making, I can just upload the instructions for that and maybe an example. And then there'll be like a searchable, you know, foot and ankle. And then these are the ideas that people have uploaded. So that's what I'm working on, is so that we'll have a page to have that kind of thing. And then athletic trainers or people who ever teach sports medicine, hopefully it's athletic trainers, and high schools can use that as a resource, as a go-to resource for getting ideas or teaching materials. So, again, it's like the best practices network or whatever. So what do you think about that?
That's great, because, you know, there's the think tank on NATA that you can learn, you know, because some things we get caught in a rut as athletic trainers that we need to always think about new things. And sometimes we need to think more outside the box to, you know, reach the students that are around us.
So the think tank, does that, I don't know, I'm not a member of NATA, so I can't.
There's different things that you can, there's different categories, and then you have, it's more of, I guess you would say, kind of a Twitter feed. I don't know if you call it a Twitter feed, but it's where you can write responses and you
can
have.
It's like a forum?
Yeah, it's a forum, yeah.
So, but does it have, like, lessons, like?
They have just different things of, hey, there's, I have an injury of blank, and where, what kind of rehabs, you know, have you guys seen, that kind of thing, where people can add on to that. I haven't looked on there to see if they have actually resources for sports medicine class. But, you know, that's an amazing idea, because, again, you sometimes haven't thought of something, and if somebody else, because we're, you know, great thing about athletic training is that we're students still, and we're always, if we're not learning, we're not, you know, we always need to be learning.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's why, I mean, because I come up with a lot of cool ideas, but then I'm like, I don't know if you, did I show you the picture of the Rice Krispies feet? Did you see that? Well, we made them. I have a picture somewhere on here, but I got the idea from somebody I saw on Twitter, and so we talked with her class, and then after we had talked about the foot and we drew the foot, the skeleton of the foot, then we took Rice Krispies treats and built a model of, or a skeleton of the foot, and then put like Laffy Taffy or whatever to make some of the ligaments and that kind of thing. And so they all enjoyed that. I think most of them said that was one of the favorite things that they did. Plus, you know, they got to eat quite a bit of Rice Krispies treats and other stuff like that. So just those ideas are out there, but I wouldn't have come up with it if it hadn't been for somebody else. So I want to create a spot where people can go to.
That's awesome. I like that idea. I'm mad that we missed the foot.
Well, I have the pictures, but, and I think it's one of the episodes on there we kind of talked about the Rice Krispies feats, but I can send all that to you. So if you're listening to this, if you download this and listen to some other time, and you're an expert at creating forms on an HTML or PHP where you can submit content and, you know, upload your lessons, then I need help, because there's not currently a site like that on, or a page like that on our website, and I have to create it or find a place where I can create it. So I am asking for help on the website for G-Hats. If you have experience with that, or you know where a great place for me to get that is, feel free to email that to me. All that information is on our website, which is www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. And then there's a contact, I think right there on the homepage it says my information. So you can check all that out there. Anybody else have any questions, comments about GHATS? Karen, did you fill out the evaluation online? And I know Crystal and Susie did, right? Right. So that's another good thing is now we have an online evaluation so for the workshop to see what went well, what didn't go well. So one of the comments Catherine talked about, we moved to digital. One of the things that I liked was all the registration was done online. And so one of the comments was, it would have been really easy if I had registered online beforehand. Like, exactly my point. Take care of it. If you do it beforehand, then it's easy. And then you just show up, get your stuff, and then walk on. I mean, obviously it's not seamless, but for the most part, the people that registered just kind of walked on through, picked up their stuff. So, and then there was another one. There's another one, but that's okay. I can't remember what it is now. All right, any final thoughts about GHATS or PISD or anything like that, Kat?
You know, I've loved the support and, you know, that I got with GHATS. And, you know, it's that end of the day of January 12th that you realize that this just happened and everybody and everything that you put your time in, tears, crying, everything, that it all came out and it came out well.
All right. So for, I think that's going to pretty much wrap us up. We'll close it out here. Now, if anybody else has any last minute things they'd like to throw in there, remember next week on the podcast, we're going to check and see if you ate breakfast. So plan on at least eating breakfast on Wednesday because I'm going to ask you about it. All right. So if you don't make the rest of the week, then at least eat something on Wednesday. So if you got to set it out the night before, you know, so it's sitting there ready, don't set the milk out the night before or don't set the, you know, things that are that have to be cold out the night before, but just be prepared the night before, and then it's that way if you're running late, you can grab it and go or something like that. All right. I've talked earlier about the GHATS sponsoring the CEU opportunities. So again, GHATS.org. Check them out there, and you can become a member no matter where you are and begin earning CEUs for listening to my beautiful voice. And then Memorial Hermann, last week, they allowed Dr. Penny Wilson to come over, and then Bubba Wilson came over too. So they do a lot of things to support us by sending guests and the relationship they built here. So I want to thank them for supporting us. Claudia, did you come up with words of wisdom? I forgot to put that you were supposed to. That's always your job.
No.
Think quick, Claudia. Everybody's waiting.
I don't know.
It's depending on you.
Eat breakfast.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's excellent. I'll take that. All right, so that's our words of wisdom for the week. And if you would like to contact us, you can check out our website, www.1.pastinaisd.org/phs/athletic training. And also, if you'd like to find out about donating $25,000 so we can buy one of those infra scanners, my contact information is on there. So if you got $25,000 you're just trying to throw at me, I'll take it. You can watch live almost every, well, I would say you could watch live almost every Wednesday on Ustream, but it's really been messing up the last, or at least today, and then kind of part of last week. So if anything changes, I'll let you know. But for now, you can watch on Ustream, join the conversation by following the links on the left side of the website. Twitter.
With Monica on @PHSSportsMed, or Google+, it's PHS Athletic Training, or Facebook. /PHS Athletic Training, or the office phone, which is 713-740-0310, extension 01312.
Or you can drop your phone and make a loud noise. So
sorry about that. Too.
And then again, the app for Android only is on PHS Athletic Training. Easy way to download the podcast, listen to them. I think you stream them. I'm not even sure if you download them there. Keep up with us on Twitter and that kind of stuff. So for Jeremy,
Susie,
Claudia,
Lorena,
Catherine,
Leslie,
Priscilla,
Karen,
Monica,
that's a wrap.